Our gospel reading today is about the Sabbath. In our gospel reading, Jesus teaches the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The third commandment of the Ten Commandments is, remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Jesus focuses in our gospel today on the Sabbath as a gift for us, keeping the Sabbath as a gift.
我们今天在福音讲的是安息日。在我们今天的福音思想里面，耶稣教导我们，安息日是为人设立的，不是为安息日而设立的。在十诫里面第三条的诫命，要记住安息日，守为圣日。
In the Bible, the word Sabbath, it's a Bible word, it has a range of meanings. It can mean stop, keep, rest. It's also the seventh day of the week. The origins of the Sabbath are found back in the beginning of the Bible. So you go all the way back in the Bible to the beginning. Genesis chapter 2, where God says, after created the heavens and the earth on the seventh day, God rests from all he had done. And God blessed the seventh day. He makes it holy because on it, that seventh day, God rested from all the work that he had done in creation.
在圣经里面，安息日包含了几种的含义，包括停止、休息一下，一个星期最后的一天。安息日起源在圣经的创世纪第二章，天地万物都做齐了，到第七天，神制造的工已经完毕。
God makes the seventh day holy. That word holy is really special, right? Or set apart is what it means, or different. The seventh day is different. It's a day of rest. It's not a day of work. The seventh day, the Sabbath, is God's gift to us. Jesus teaches us today that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, meaning the Sabbath is a gift of God for men and women, for us. We're not meant for working on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made to give us a God-given rest.
安息日成为圣洁的、特别的、与众不同的。第七日是下班休息。 第七日安息日是上帝给我们的礼物。耶稣今天教导我们，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。意思就是上帝给我们的礼物，人并不是为安息日设立的，人只也是安息日的主。
Jesus teaches us about the third commandment, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You know, we can see this as a law or something we are to do, and it certainly is that. The commandments of God are meant to be commandments. They show us, though, how we don't always keep them. And in this case, I think the commandment shows us our need for rest, that we are fallen sinners in a fallen world. We're not machines. We need rest. Jesus, in our gospel reading, shows us a more excellent way of looking at this commandment. The Sabbath is made for us, given to us. The Sabbath is God's gift to men and women.
Jesus 耶稣在我们的福音里面向我们展示出一个更美好的方法。安息日是为我们而设的，安息日是上帝给我们的礼物。
Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy, that's the command. Martin Luther, in his small catechism, which explains the commandments to us, what does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and God's word, but keep it sacred, gladly hear it, and learn it. The Sabbath rest is about receiving, about hearing, about keeping God's word.
记住安息日是为圣日。马丁路德的文答小册子，我们的圣经指南是什么意思呢？我们应该敬畏和爱神，这样我们就会不会轻视传道的说话，而看作神的礼物，并且乐于接受和聆听学习。安息日是接受、聆听和遵守上的话语。
True rest or real rest, lasting rest, only comes from receiving, hearing, keeping God's word. That's why Jesus teaches us that the Sabbath is made for us. God creates the world, rests on the seventh day from all his work. God blesses this day as a day of rest and gift to us.
真正的安息日就是真的要休息，持久的安息来自接受、聆听和遵守上帝的话语。耶稣之所以教导我们安息日是为我们而设的。上帝创造世界在第七日休息，上帝为我们的设计下班休息的日子。
You might have heard the expression, I need a vacation from the vacation. You go on vacation, you get sick, you feel tired after vacation. Vacations and rest are good. We work hard for vacations, and if you can get them, take them. Find ways to renew. The Bible teaches that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. They, not machines, we're bodies, we're gifts of God. We need rest.
你有没有听过这句话，我要休息？那为什么我们去完旅行回来这么累的呢？去完旅行回来最好就是休息，恢复体力。圣经教导我们，我们的身体是圣灵的殿堂，我们不是机器，我们的身体是上帝的礼物，是需要休息。
We also know, though, that times of rest or vacation, they come and go. They're always too short. True and lasting and real rest, that really only comes from God's word. God's word is real rest for us. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor, and I'll give you rest." God gives us, of course, our daily bread, our necessary needs. God does more than that, though, right? Restores our soul. God gives us true rest. In body and in spirit.
我们知道即使是休息也都是来去匆匆，真正持久的安息是来自上帝的话语。上帝的话语 是这样告诉我们，耶稣说，凡劳苦担重的人可以到我这里来，我就使你得到安息。上帝赐给我们日常的饮食、权柄和力量，神都在神在耶稣里苏醒我们的灵魂。上帝赐给我们平安。
So, in Jesus' life and ministry, it's on the seventh day, right? The seventh day, on the Sabbath day, it says in Scripture, what does Jesus do?God the Son, Jesus Christ, rests in the tomb. He rests on the seventh day, the Sabbath. Jesus has created life even in death. By his death on the cross, there is the promise of forgiveness of sin. Jesus, God's Son, rests on the seventh day, the Sabbath, in the grave after his death. He renews all creation. On the first day then of the new week, Sunday, Easter, Christians celebrate on Sunday ever since. Jesus rises from the dead and he makes all things new. The risen Jesus is with us always, and in faith in Jesus, we have the future of abundant eternal life.
所有创造的工作都搞定，神的儿子耶稣基督在坟墓里面安息，祂甚至死亡里面创造了新的奇迹，通过祂的十字架上死，罪得赦免的应许，耶稣上帝的儿子在第七天安息日，在坟墓里面安息，更新了所有创造的东西。 从耶稣水里复活第三天复活，万物焕然一新。复活的耶稣永远与我们同在，凭着对耶稣的信心，我们有永恒和安息的未来。Jesus
rests in peace in the grave on the Sabbath. Ever since when we go to the grave, right? Christians say this, don't they? We say this to each other. May he or she rest in peace. At death in Christ, we rest in Christ, just as Christ rested in the tomb. We wait for the final Easter, when Christ will come again, the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come.
在安息日，耶稣在坟墓里安息。从那日之后，基督徒经常讲，愿死去的人得到安息。
One of my favorite traditional prayers, it prays like this: O Lord, support us all the day long in this troublesome life until the shadows lengthen, the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over. Our work is done. And then, Lord, we pray, in your mercy, grant us a holy rest.
我最喜欢祈祷的就是那个传统的祈祷。主啊，这些麻烦在生活之中资助我们一整天，直到阴影拉长，这个忙碌的世界平安下来，生命的狂烈结束，工作完成。
You know, God doesn't want us to be lazy or idle. The Bible specifically tells us not to be idle or do nothing. We are to be caring. We are to be patient. We are to be providing for our families, active in church, service of the Lord. Don't just show up, but we serve the Lord at home, in our family of faith. This is all certainly true.
上帝不是希望我们懒惰和无所事事。圣经告诉我们，我们应该去关心我们的家人，以及提高他们所需要。不要无所事事，要积极地在教会和在家服侍主。这些都是应该去做。
And yet, right, that's part of it. But the more important part is that God's Word shows us that we direct all of our service, all of our busyness, right? All, where do we direct it? To God's service, to God's work. We serve God, of course, and then what does God do? He serves us. God serves us His Word. God serves us His meal. God serves us His heart of love in Jesus Christ. Look at all the ways that God serves us. Sure, there's the other meal, and that's important. But there's this meal where God serves us in this special way, a lasting way of peace and forgiveness, an only lasting meal of peace and forgiveness, and all the other meals that fade, about our connection in Jesus Christ, and our connection in faith.
上帝的话已向我们表明，把我们所有的工作作为奉侍奉上帝 上帝又为我们服务，神服侍我们，神的话语，祂的生命安息和更新的话语，上帝的话语为我们提供了饶恕和安息的晚餐。还有另一份菜单，就是我们的身体和精神，我们对耶稣的信仰是真实和持久的一餐。
As Luther reminds us, we're not to despise this meal or this word or take it for granted, these promises, but gladly receive and keep it for our rest and renewal in life and in service. You know, to always feel kind of restless and disquiet and stressed out, it probably means we could be in God's Word more. We could keep God's Word a little more and listen and receive it. Hearing God's word of peace to us. It's God's word which says to us, I will give you rest. My burden is light, Jesus says. Jesus is with us, he promises. He's the one who gives lasting rest.
We can't forget God's word. God gives us the food we need. We need to accept and obey his rules.这些一切都是为了我们的信心、生活和服务的安息。我们感觉不安和压力的时候，即是说给我们知，我们没有接受、遵守和聆听上帝的话语。神的说话到我这里来，我就使你得到安息。我的担子很轻，耶稣永远与我们同在，耶稣赐给我们永恒的安息。
You know, if we want more rest and renewal, and who doesn't need more rest and renewal in this city? God invites us to receive, to keep, to listen to follow God's word. A wonderful example is Psalm 23, which says, The Lord is my shepherd, he guides me, he leads me, I shall not want.He restores my soul.
如果我们要更新的休息，就是要接受和遵守上帝的话语，例如好像诗篇23篇，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不欲求，他恢复了我的灵魂。
Man was not made for the Sabbath, Jesus teaches.We're not made to find rest in ourselves. We try, but we fail. And God knows true and real and lasting rest and renewal is beyond us. It's beyond our fallen, sinful world. It's beyond our restless hearts and selves. Actual rest, abiding rest, renewing rest only comes from God's word. The Sabbath, the rest, the renewal was made by God.For us to receive from God. We should fear and love God that we do not despise this word of God, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn and follow it.
人不是为安息而做的，正如耶稣所教导我们咁样，我们不是靠自己找到安息。上帝知道真实同埋持久嘅安息超越咗我哋嘅堕落、有罪、不安嘅自信。真正嘅安息系恒久嘅安息、更新嘅安息，系来自上帝嘅话语。安息日系更新同埋为我哋创造有更好嘅明天，让我哋喺。上帝那裡得到，我們就是要應該敬畏和仰望神，這樣我們就不會輕蔑傳統 的安息和祂的話語，而且把神當作是神聖 的安息日，並且樂意聆聽和學習祂。阿門。